Hello and welcome to our program today. We're going to start another study on what does the Bible say about hell. We could ask ourselves the question, what are preachers saying about hell these days? And not very much. You don't hear about this subject, and really I don't want to talk about it either. But it's something that really needs to be looked at. Is hell real, or is it figurative or symbolic? Or are we to take it literal that there is a hell? Now here's a question. Would God create people knowing that multitudes of them would burn in an eternal hell for eternity? That's a question that needs to be answered. Now if we want to arrive at the truth concerning that question, we must approach the subject honestly, getting past what we really want to believe. I want to believe there's no such thing as hell. But we need to know the truth. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You see, truth is a package deal. If you sell the truth, you sell wisdom, instruction, and understanding with it. If you don't believe that, check with Solomon. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. He was very wise, but he turned against the truth. See, wisdom's not enough. And he said, how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Why? Well, he sold the truth. So buy the truth, and we need to say it's expensive. Buy the truth and sell it not, because if you do, with it goes wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Why should God give us wisdom and instruction or even understanding on any subject if we're not willing to go with the truth? We must decide if we are going to, and if we are willing to accept the truth, rather than holding on to information that confirms what or who we already believe. Daniel was just a teenager when he said to the Lord, I would know the truth. And so that needs to be our honest prayer today to the Lord. Give me the truth. I would know the truth. Again, if we want to arrive at the truth concerning the subject of hell, we must approach the subject honestly, getting past what we really want to believe. We must decide if we believe the Bible to be the Word of God. The word Bible, that means a bunch of books. But I wish it was on the cover of every Bible, the Word of God. That's what it is, the Word of God. Now, the Bible starts out in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, if we can believe the first 10 words of the Bible, we can believe it all. In fact, if we believe the first 10 words, we have no choice but to believe it all. Now, what does the Word of God say about hell? Psalm 33:4 says, the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So whatever it says, it's right, and his works are done in truth. There's three types of languages in the Bible. One is figurative, one is symbolic, and one is literal. Now, if it's figurative, it is a figure of speech in which a word or phrase is applied to an object or an action to which it is not literally applicable. Figurative. For example, Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Now that's obviously not literal. The psalmist said, harden not your heart. Again, obviously that is figurative. Then we have a symbolic language. Symbolic is a thing that represents or stands for something else. We get into the book of Daniel and all those beasts that are symbolizing something. We get in the book of Revelation. Now here's an example in Revelation 9:1. It says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven. Now, if that's all it said, it would be a literal star. But it goes on to say, he fell from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So obviously the context tells us the type of language that we're looking at here. It's symbolic. The star is symbolic to him. Then, literal, years ago, D.L. Cooper said, when the plain sense of Scripture makes common sense, seek no other sense. Therefore, take every word at its primary, ordinary, usual meaning, unless the facts of the immediate context studied in the light of related passages and axiomatic and fundamental truth indicates clearly otherwise. That word axiomatic means unquestionable and fundamental truth. Now the Bible says he has done whatsoever he pleased. Psalm 115:3 says our God is in the heavens, and he has done whatsoever he pleased. We need to get it in our heads who God is. It's like a bug standing out on the porch yelling at the person who lives inside because he's doing what he wants. The Bible says, Psalm 135:6, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that he did. In heaven, in earth, in the seas, in the deep places, vapors, the lightning, the rain, the wind. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast, because he pleased to do that. Now he's going to do whatever he wants in the earth, in the sea, in the deep places. That's where these volcanoes come from. That's where the earthquakes start down there and these plates begin to shatter. He does what he pleases. Vapor. I'm looking out my window right now and we got a snowstorm. I don't want a snowstorm. I don't like snow. He does what he pleases, not about me. Whatever amount of snow is going to land out there that I'm even going to clear off in a couple of hours, he's going to put it there, whether I like it or not. He does what he pleases. It pleased the Lord to bruise the Savior. Now, I don't know why he came up with that kind of a plan of salvation that Jesus had to die. I don't understand that. I don't need to. It pleased the Lord to do that. We need to realize that he is going to do what he pleases. On December 26, 2004, we had that great tsunami and 150,000 people lost their lives. And you turn on the news and they said Mother Nature did this. I was listening to the news this morning. Oh, Mother Nature's dumping some snow. There is no Mother Nature. It was God that did the tsunami. Not Mother Nature. There's no Mother Nature, there's no Easter Bunny, and there's no Santa Claus. Let's wake up. It was God. It was God. The Bible says he commandeth and raises the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. We have to get it in our little pea brains that he will do whatever he pleases. The Bible says in Mark 4:41, even the wind and the sea obey him. Solomon said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it or anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Psalm 50 says, for every beast of the forest is mine, God said, the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field. They're all mine, he says. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Solomon said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, he doeth it that men should fear before him. He also said, I know that it shall be well with them that fear God. That's a choice. That's a choice. We can learn to fear God or we can reject God. Choice is ours. Consequences. Every action has a reaction. Be careful. He commandeth and raises the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. So the question is, why did God create hell? Well, again, he does what he pleases. Be sure and be with us for our next program as we'll look at that question.